Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM on a glorious Wednesday morning. Well, I say glorious, it's a bit chilly. On the phone right now, we've actually got Rosie Wren and Sean Erwood from St Francis Hospice. Morning, gang.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you both today? Wrapped up warm?
Yeah, it's good. It's very cold, though. Very cold.
It is a bit chilly. Now, Rosie, you're part of the events and stewardships team. You're the manager, is that right?
Yes, that is.
And you're going to talk today about the Brentwood Half Marathon because you need some people to donate their time and their muscle power for that. Is that correct?
Indeed. We are hoping that there's some of your lovely listeners might sign up to take part in the event and run in aid of St Francis Hospice.
Okay, do they collect their own money to go with the event? Although you offer them for the free running, they have to do something because you need as much money as you can lay your hands on, don't you?
This year, we're actually part of the organising committee for the Brentwood Half Marathon.
Okay.
So, which we're delighted to have been invited to join. So we're actually encouraging people to sign up with the event organisers directly themselves. And just by signing up for the event, you're supporting the hospice. But to go that one step further, we would love for people who are signed up or are thinking of signing up to start doing some fundraising, maybe setting up a Just Giving page and, yeah, doing some fundraising for the hospice.
Is there a limit that you want them to collect to enter the half marathon?
We have set a suggested target of £250.
Oh, that's nothing. Oh, that's nothing. They'll get that easy.
Suggested.
Yeah, that's easy. That's easy peasy lemon squeezy, that is. Ark at me, I can't even walk down the stairs. But
there's also a fun run for anyone who's sort of not quite brave enough to take on the half marathon itself. There's also a fun run that they can sign up to as well.
Now, that sounds like more me, to be honest with you. What does the fun run entail?
The fun run is a 5K route, so it's the same day as the official Brentwood Half, but just a slightly shorter route for anyone who wants to take part but isn't quite ready to do the half marathon route just yet.
Okay, that would
be a great practice run. Do the 5K this year and then you can do the half marathon next year.
Fantastic. It sounds so easy.
And then the year after that, we'll sign you up for the London Marathon.
Yeah.
What gets me, though, is I've always looked at a marathon as this big hurdle to try and do. But Eddie Izzard done, I think it was 13 marathons, one after the other. It was shocking. Wow. One after the other. And he'd never really done any warm-up or any practice for it at all. He hadn't limbered his body up. And I know it's grueling to do a full marathon. A half marathon's not as bad, but the 5K is more me. That's about 3.5 miles, isn't it? That's a bit amazing.
It's all about mindset, Mike. If you've got the right mindset, then you can get it. You can do it.
I'll tell me feet to talk to me mind then. Now, Sean, you want to talk about the Step Up campaign, is that correct?
I do. So, back by popular demand, our Step Up campaign is back. So, Step Up is a fantastic campaign that you can get involved with. And pretty much on an average shift, one of our nurses does 12,000 steps.
Wow.
So all we're asking throughout the month of March is for you to do exactly the same and to create a Just Giving page and raise money for the fantastic patient care that we provide.
Now, the younger you are, it seems to me the more steps you can do without thinking about this. Because my son, he goes to school because he's running around in the playground. He's 9 years old. He comes home from school and he's done 14, 15,000 steps.
Wow.
Whereas I get up, and by the time I go to bed, I've done about 450. I don't know if it's got because I've got big strides and he hasn't.
That's it. No, but do you know what? Whatever age you are, you know, whatever you want to do, if as long as you make that Just Giving page, raise money for patient care and do the same amount of steps, if you can, it'll be absolutely fantastic.
Well, okay. Is all the entrance fees and, oh, sorry, all the entrance information on the website, sfh.org.uk?
Yeah, so you can go to our website and all you need to do is sign up and then one of the local engagement team members, which is the team I'm part of, will get in touch with you and we'll help you the whole way through your campaign.
Fantastic, guys. Fingers crossed. You both get loads and loads of money from this because I know St Francis Hospice needs it's like 11 million or something like that per year. So fingers crossed.
21,000 a day.
Do you know what?
If you break it down, obviously an hour of patient care is £25.25. You can pay for a meal for a patient for £5 or £10, and it's £54 for a hospice at home nurse to go out to the comforts of your own home and look after someone in their house. So, you know, if you break it down like that, that money that you're raising is absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic. Guys, thank you so much. Once again, your website is sfh.org.uk.